Okay. We tried here to discuss a few different inyanim, but all tied together, Bezes Hashem, as much as we can. A little bit of Daf Yomi, a little bit Maris Domin, Parshas Bahar, Lag Bahomer. Let's see. So for those oilim that learned Daf Yomi here, I think we have a few, a handful. So Stag Averig Shmak, as our sugya came up, if I could find it. Our sugya meeting in the afternoon, Maris Domin. Yeah, Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon was out of the Beis Medrash for a little bit. Came back. Osle Kameh, they brought him for Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon. They brought in front of him Shisim Mine Dome, 60 types of dam. Tarinu, he said they're all mutter. The 60 types of dam, they're all mutter. I was trying to remember if Rashi said something on that. Have a Kamarane Rabbonin. The Rabbonin were asking on him, really? Rami Sakadaita Chlesbu Chat Sofik. All 60, none of them are red, really. None of them are red. Amrlu Im Kamaisi. Who? If I'm right, you Kulam Zacharim. That's pretty good odds. I don't want to make the odds, yeah? That's 2 to the 60th power. He said they're all going to be Scharim. All 60 Isha Nashim that he was Mater, they're going to all have Scharim. If he's wrong, he will have one Nekeva. Zak the Gemara, how you Kulam Scharim? He's right. None of them are red. They're all Mater. Rasikulu Rablaza Ashme, and they all got the name Rablaza. Tanya, and this is a key point over here. Amar Rebbe, Kama Piriya Varivya Bitla Rishazam Yisrael. Pasha Psha, like Rashi says, Pasha Psha is going on the Romans, but it's not. I think it says Romans. Going on the whoever ruled over there. yeah. Malchus Arisha, whatever. That's not important. That's for Sugis Berb Shum Barachai, which we'll maybe refer to for a tiny bit. Whoever it was. Anyways, the Malchus Arisha who kept their Blas Berb Shimon out of the Beis Medrash, because they made him a policeman. Everyone knows the Sugis, who made him involved in, we'll call it the Asconis, whatever. So they did a terrible thing because, what was the Lashon Gemara again? Kama Pirivirivya Bitla Yisrael. So the first Nakuda I just want to take out of this, and it's an important Nakuda, is that, because we learned Maris Damim, and we're saying that he said that none of them are red, they're all mutter, is that there's a certain Ashkafa. And Ashkafa is, and a lot of people in Klai still have this Ashkafa, but not everyone. And there's a big Indian a lot of times of Masaira and Shimush Rabbanim, or Shim Tome Cham, the Gemara calls it. When you're trying to get a Masaira, a lot of the Masaira is really in this area. It's to try to understand in certain areas of Halacha, what's our approach to the areas of Halacha. So a lot of people have this approach when it comes to Hilchos Nida, which is that we're trying to Mater Isha L'Bayla. So like I said, not everyone. There are camps. There's one of the places in Klai, so there are a few. There's one of the places where there are different camps. So a lot of people have this feeling like the Gemara says over here. It's a Nakuda, it's a Masaira. He wanted to be Mater Isha L'Bayla. Like I wrote over here in my notes of it, on the paper, the points, the Rosh HaProkim, a lot of different areas of Halacha I wrote here, Shabbos, Brachas, Limudat Torah, Refuah, Nida, a lot of different areas of Halacha. A big part of the Shemesh is just getting a certain Mabat, a certain perspective. Yeah, that's just our Maimar Musgar, that last point, as a Maimar Musgar from the Gemara. But that's a lot of the Inyan of trying to get the Masaira. Let's try to understand how we approach different inyanim in halacha. And I actually wanted to use this to open up Lag BaOmer. Why? Because two reasons. First of all, Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, okay, and the whole Gemara is talking about Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon was, after the whole story and living, like we're going to talk about soon, living in a certain way, he was able to come join Rabbi Shimon in the Ma'ara, and that's the the end, and then talks about Rabbi Elazar's son. I'm not going to get into it. But the point being is, Rabbi Shimon was Vada Hemshech for Rabbi Shimon. So Lag BaOmer is it's a little hard to understand Lag BaOmer for us Mechonech in our ways. Famous Chassam Sefer, you click it up, Yerdei Chalik Beis, and Marishlam Megimel, click what he says over there, I'm not going to read it inside. But Lamaisa, Chassam Sefer is working very, very hard, to give some type of Havana to Lag BaOmer. He throws out something about the mon. We'll come back to that in a minute. Then he starts getting involved. He has some type of thing he writes in a couple places. That really sphere works in two directions. You can work from the beginning to the end. And then you can work from the end to the beginning. And you can be tefer shebet teferis. Okay, he says what he says over there. He's trying to work on it some safer. But you could see he feels very unsure about what's going on. Lamaisa, I don't know, there's definitely a feeling I have here living in Eretz Yisrael that it definitely takes on a whole different dimension when you're in Eretz Yisrael as opposed to Chutz Laretz. And I don't think it's Stam, because I really believe that in many ways, Reb Shimon was Meir Heter to Klai Yisrael to live in a different way. As Reb Shimon created a whole different Mahalach. We know the Gemara and Brachas, Reb Shimon versus Reb Yishmael. And we know what the Gemara also says, Lamaskana. So I'm not going to get into that Gemara right now. But the point being is, Reb Shimon had a whole different way of how to live. We'll call it Shalal Pi Derech HaTeva. Put it that way, very, very concisely. So if you really think about it, and I think that's why an Eretz Yisrael takes on a different dimension, but I think for Americans can really appreciate it a lot more than Israelis, because they've seen both. Eretz Yisrael is not like America. It's very much not. It's a whole different mahus, the way people make cheshbonos, the way people do things. I think that it's nothing new. It's nothing new either. I remember speaking to Rav Klugman a few times over the years. He always says, yeah, this is the way the yeshiva always did it over here. Meaning to say, there's a Messiah, how the Bnei Torah, the Olam HaTorah, lived here in Eretz Yisrael. And so I really believe that a big part of the Simchas Hayayim really has to do with the fact that, you know, there are some things that are a little deeper, a little bit beyond the pashup shot, so to speak. You know, there's the concept of celebrating the fact that we have Masaira and certain Chachmas. You know, that's a big part of Lag BaOmer. Let's try to see, maybe learn a little bit, a few different Nekudas, and try to be Masada them, and see what we come up with over here. So the first thing that I mentioned before, the Chassam Sefer, they points out the Inyan of Mon, right? The Mon. As a Cheshbon, some Achrim don't like the Cheshbon, as a Cheshbon that Lag BaOmer was the beginning, if you read this, of the Mon. The Mon started falling on Lag BaOmer. So whether we're going to really assume like Chassam Sefer now, like I said, the some Achrim are mafakpik. But the point being is, I still think that what the Chassam Sefer is saying, I don't know if he meant to say this, because it sounds like he did not mean to say this, but I think he's pointing out a very important nekuda, which is that there's an inyan of Oichle Amon. Inyan of Oichle Amon. Those who are from the Oichle Amon, those who live in that way, in that vein. And I think it's important to remember, for those that are living in a sort of, we'll call it Shalal Pider Chateva, and you're going to be Oichle Amon. So there's a very important pasuk in Parshas Mon. It's called Amon Anasen Dvar Yom B'Yomai. And that says that it's not so simple. It's not simple, right? If you're going to be Oichle Amon, it's not so simple. It's not going to be like you have Amon in your bank account. Amon doesn't sit in the bank account. They didn't even sit for one day, right? The Amon Anasen Dvar Yom B'Yomai was a daily challenge. So I really think that the first lesson that we're going to learn from here, if you're going to live in a way, Shalal Pi Derech HaTeva. I'll just give one example. Rav Klugman told me more than once, I think maybe Rabbi Isaac also heard from maybe others as well. He said, here in Eretz Yisrael, things don't work, I'll be there, chateva, l'mashal, everyone marries off their children, it's nisun. It's not l'mashal like that. It's nisun. It's not be there, chateva. You have to, in some chalanes, decide already there in Eretz Yisrael, same chalanes when it comes to marrying off your kids. Zavi gave us kama.
That's Avi.
Avi?
I should have
given a second of all. I've asked a few people, I seem to be masking. The point being is things are done a little bit differently over here. Yeah.
The what? Top
money
is mom,
when it comes to cubs. Yeah, so. Anyways, I really think the first nakuda, the first you said, I want to just be mechazik, is that when you're dealing with bitachon, it's something that we need daily, something that we constantly have to work on, something that we have to constantly be mechazik, right? Because we're choosing to live as oich le'mon, so constantly it's chizik. The concept that Gemara says at the end of Saita, Mayocha Macher, right? What are we going to eat tomorrow? It says, Miktane Amone. So it happens to be, we all know, there's a famous Kotzker that says, of course you make Tane Amone, because that things you're taking care of for today. That's the famous Kotzker. You're taking care of for today. So, you're taking care of for today. Come on, you can make such a cheshbon. But Avada, the Gemara is saying, the Gemara says a very, very important insight, and that's really the point that we're trying to bring out over here, which is that when we're dealing with bitachon, a person really wants to be a baal bitachon means a naktane amana. You're a baal bitachon, naktane amana. So that means you don't think about tomorrow. That's what it's saying. That is a very high level. So I'm trying to say, if the mahus of living in Eretz Yisrael is taking this, so it needs a constant chizik. Constant working on the bitachon, and Lanias Daiti needs a daily work, daily. Everyone daily, could be 1 minute. Everyone has a different sefer that they like, a different ingin that they like. Whether you like Orch Sadik, Pekshar Simcha, it's all about bitachon. Could pick a different svarim. Could pick this sefer. I've seen it where they give different ma'amarim on bitachon. I don't remember who Mitzvah Sabitach was, the Hominer? The Hominer? The Hominer? Mitzvah Sabitach and different Ma'amarim. Every day you can read one line. It's Kedai. If you're going to live here in Eretz Yisrael and you're going to live in this way, like I said, Machzor Shishlarvia, everyone's different. Everyone has a different amount of money in their bank, yeah? So, Lamaisa, if you're going to be living to this in this way, you should, as best as you can, try to mechazik daily on the singing, because it is a daily test. This is manasen dvarayam b'yayimai. I think it's more than that. Eretz Yisrael, I think it's not just about this inyan of if we have money in our bank account, Just damn, Eretz Yisrael takes on a whole different mahus. We know that basically, if you boil it down in Avoda, there's two things. There's the ruchnis and the gashmis. There's really the two areas, so to speak, that we work on, that we deal with in life. And we know Avada, when we talk about Avada, that's Nitzchi, the Ikar Avada is Ruchni. So Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't create us and put us in this world. They should be like animals. That's for sure. We don't even have to speak about that. But still, there's definitely two Nekudas, right? There's a Guf and a Neshama. There is some type of concept of dealing with the Gashmias. I think it's, believe Guzma, without Mamish, without exaggerating, I think it's understood here. And I just throw, it's dealt with very, very differently than America. And there's a certain capability, there's a certain ability, really, I should say, there's a certain yecholus that we have in Eretz Yisrael to be malamayim, to be more malamayim from that area. Is it possible in America? I guess maybe it is possible, but keep in mind a few things. First of all, keep in mind that culturally, since the whole Eretz Yisrael is going with it, it's much easier. Right? You're not fighting a big tide. That's already number one. That's a very, very big point. And that's what I was saying. And Eretz Yisrael, like Bo'emer, and they're celebrating, Rabbi Shimon gave us an ability to live differently. It's because everyone, to a certain extent, Eretz Yisrael is living a little bit more Rabbi Shimon-dik. So that's first of all. Second of all, also the Teva Eretz Yisrael. You can't deny it. Psukim, Chazals, we know. Eretz Yisrael has a different metzias, a different more connection, right? Ashkocha Pratis, Ein Hashem Akecha Tome Bo, which also goes into Siyata Deshmaya to a certain extent, but there's less of intermediaries, however we're supposed to understand it. Eretz Yisrael is direct to Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's an akuda that's much more, that's so much more going on here in Eretz Yisrael. So, like I said before, like I mentioned from the Rav, there's a concept of living in Eretz Yisrael, Shalal Pi Derech HaTeva. Fine. Another nekuda, which it's shtickle me'ingin in that nekuda, and it's mentioned in that chasam sefer in that tshuva. Also in Eretz Yisrael, there's a concept of actually, and it's like a shtickle me'sayra for a few hundred years already, that the yeshiva here in Eretz Yisrael does rely on chutz la'aretz. We sort of take a little bit of that oil, we take that oil a little bit, and we rely on money from chutz la'aretz. Chasam sefer told me on the tshuva. He's talking about giving money to the people in Eretz Yisrael. We know that there's a famous Kronos that's been existing for a long time. So it's a part of it. Part of the way the Yeshiva is done in Eretz Yisrael is that we take a little bit of oil and we say, please, you know, to Chai V'Rei B'Chutz La'aretz, Chutz Nikim. And we say, please, help us out a little bit here. We're living here in Eretz Yisrael. It's not so easy. And yes, this koil also is from the many kailim here in Eretz Yisrael, that ruba de ruba of the money comes from chutz la'aretz, right? So that's what the Chassam Sofer is talking about. To a certain extent, it's very similar to the same idea. That whatever needs, whatever tzrachim are in gashmis, we're kind of sort of pushing it aside. So that's another inyan, a little bit of another inyan that I think is very much a part of what it means living in Eretz Yisrael, living Shalal Pi Derech HaTeva, living above, is that to a certain extent, yeah, we're Mara Heter to actually look for other sources to help us out. That's, like I said, that's not what the Tshuva Chassam Sofer talks about right after Lag BaOmer. So, I don't think there's much more though. And that's obviously, I think everyone knows about this, you just have to learn one or two Pizmoinim from Lag BaOmer to be aware that we're celebrating something very special in the Teres Chayin, right? So I want to read here from the Sefer Chinuch, Ma'am Shem Sviks Parashah, Parashah's Bahar. And we're learning Nida, okay? Mitzvah Shin Lamed. Mitzvah Sfir Sheva Shabbos Shonim, right? There's a mitzvah of counting Yovel. Vim Tisha, Lama Chivu Zichorim Levracha Limnois HaShonim, Sheva Sheva Meksiv Sfartalecha. V'loi Ra'inu Me'oilom. We didn't see anyone. Sheyimna hazov yimei zfiroi. Lo hazova yimei zfirasa. Yeah, we don't see this. V'apu shekosu behem v'sofraloi. Or v'sofralo. Never heard about it. Except for Shlal Kaddish. Yeah, 99% sure I hadn't checked from Sefer Yuchzen. Shlal Kaddish is the enikol of the Ra'ah. If the Ra'ah wrote the Sefer Chinuch. Debatable. But anyways, yeah. Sefer Chinuch says, yeah, Rabbi Shkazvam Vesafala Vesafala Zulasi. What do you have to do? Shechayavim Shitnu Leva Yamim. That's what you have to do. No sphere, Yitnu Leva Yamim. Avaloshis Chayvulim Noisim Vepel of Rechal Mayanim. There's no such mitzvah. So here I am counting a mitzvah by the Yoivo. We don't find such a mitzvah over there. What's Pshat? Tshuvas Dover Zeh. Mashik Damti Lecha Beresh Sifri. The answer in short is, it's Parshat Kabbalah. This is the Messiah. This is the Messiah that we have. What the Sefer Chinuch is saying over here is very, very important, which is that we have Torah Shebichsav, right? We have Torah Shebichsav. In order to understand Torah Shebichsav, we need Torah Shebichsav. Without the Messiah of Torah Shebichsav, we won't understand Torah Shebichsav. I think that this Mashal and Nimshal, besides for the fact that it's this week's Parshat, and it's what we're learning in the morning, I think it's mamish the best way to fashteh what's going on by Lag BaOmer and a little bit the simcha of what we're celebrating, which is that Teresh B'Chsav is a text, so we know it, it's very tangible. But there's a lot of things also that we can't see. It's not so tangible, and you can't see them. And just because you can't see them doesn't mean they deny their existence, right? Anyone who learned even the most basic science knows that the Goyim are very busy with all the things that you can't see. They're busy with the elements and the atoms and the molecules and the chulim. There's a lot of things that we can't see. In Ruchnis, it's the same exact thing. You can't see everything. We know it from Chazal, from Psukim. Not everything is tangible and concrete, and we see it. Some things are beyond the sight. They're not nearer. Doesn't mean they don't exist because they're not nearer. Avada, they're nearer. The whole Eilam Aruchni is very hard to see. How are we supposed to fashte bechlau? Who gave us the ability to fashte anything about the Eilam Aruchni? It's the same exact thing. It's the same exact Messiah that the Sefer HaChinuch is talking about. Without the Messiah of Teresh Baal Peh to understand the Pesukim, without Messiah of Chazal telling us how to understand Ruchni, so we would have no Avana. And I think it's very, very important to realize that. The most basic things, I don't understand what it means. We said before the two areas. There's the Ruchnis, the Gashmis, called the Gufan, the Neshama. How to fashte the Neshama? What is the Neshama? This is all Mesira. How we connect the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Tefillah. What's the proper way to connect through Tefillah, right? All different Kavanas. You have some Bekiyim here, or Baki, at least in the Beis Medrash, who could help us out in these Inyanim, right? There's certain... certain Torahs about the right kavanas and tefillah. How are we supposed to understand all these things? How to understand Siyat Rishmaya, what it means also the goyrol, the destiny, kilu, what Klai Yisrael is meant to be. All these things and all these parts of what it means, plus you're living as a yid, are things that we need to know. That's part of what we're celebrating on Lag BaOmer. It's not just that in the Gashmias, we push it aside and we don't care about it so much here in Eretz Yisrael for a lot of different reasons, and I mentioned a few of them. But there's another nekuda also. The Ruchnius itself, and realizing that there's so much in the Olam HaRuchni, very often if you push away the Gashmis, you can push away the Ruchnius more. So that also got it. It's also very much enhanced here in Eretz Yisrael. A lot less embarrassed to talk about it, a lot less maybe to learn certain things before Hesse, Befumbi maybe, at least in certain Bote Midrashim, right? So, the point being is that both these things, both chalakim over here, both pushing the gashmis, but also enhancing certain elements of ruchnias, is all part of the nekuda. I think Eretz Yisrael, Lag BaOmer takes on a whole new dimension, which anyone who came from Chutz La'aretz can really see and appreciate that there's such a simcha, because it's really what being Meir Hetter to live in such a way. It's a whole different way of life. To me, just to suffice with that nekuda is already giving a tremendous, to me it gives a tremendous, tremendous simcha in terms of Lag BaOmer. I wanted to give one more chizuk though, and this is going back to Daf Yomi a little bit going back to Rav Shimon and a little bit of Rav Shimon as well. As we know, they didn't have life so simple. All of us don't have life so simple, and that's really what I wanted to get to, just to end off on this part, a little chizuk. Which is that I feel like there's a gumi marav shacha. Maybe there's the last ingin to be mechazik in Lag BaOmer. We're being mechazik before a shtickel about the concept of bitochlin and living, being oichle mon, and living as oichle mon, and pushing away a little bit the gashmas. And then we're talking about how we see so much in the world of Ruchnias, so much more here in Eretz Yisrael because of the fact that we focus less on the gashmas and we're able to really appreciate and talk about it and learn it, and there's so much there. I think it's the last thing maybe that's kedai. So when we think about Avoida, I think if we think about the following month of Shach, it's also something I think we could talk and be happy about it and enjoy it, Lag BaOmer, which is that we have a shtickle with month of Shach. On one hand, we have all the successes we have in our Avoida, all the Torah and the Tefillah that we're doing and the Avoidas, all the things that we're doing well. So we could feel very happy about it. We could feel a simcha, the Dveikas Takarash Baruch Hu, like we said before, the Ruchnias. Enjoy the Ruchnias. There are a lot of times also in life where things are hard and difficult. And they're challenging. The Yisurim, different Yisurim that we face. Sometimes the Yisurim that we face is Pashat Yetzirah, that things are difficult. That itself is Yisurim. I think everyone here is a Baal Avoid and they want the Tagbi Matzliach and Avoid. What's stopping them, different Mechshayim that they might have stopping them, is certain Yisurim. It might not be the Yisurim that the Gemara is talking about, or Blessed Reb Shimon. But it's Taka'ar, certain Yisurim. It's takahar, those difficulties lend to the fact that not all of life is just so simple, so chalak. Yeah, sometimes in life they assume. So you get a little chizik, like I said, going back to Daf Yomi, Belozer Reb Shimon, that it says that those Yisurim Gufa that Belozer Reb Shimon experienced is something that brought him to a place that Pasha should not be shayach without them. To really, really have the steiging, Treva Steig and Rebbe Reb Shimon had was only Shaykh with those Yisurim. The Gemara talks about those. Rebbe was jealous and talks about his son. I'm not going to get into the details of the Gemara. But if we're being Matzliach and Avoida and we're enjoying it, Gevaldik. It's just simple Vegas Hashem. But if I care, let's look at all those Machshonos, all those things, and remember, okay, those are the Yisurim. Those are the difficulties. Like Reb Shimon had his different Yisurim. Reb Shimon has his Yisurim. And the different Yisurim, sometimes they're physical Yisurim. And sometimes they're Mamanus Diki Yisurim. And sometimes they're Banam Chaver Diki Yisurim. Remember, those Yisurim, that were being Seifel, those things that they were suffering with, those things in themselves, Gufa, that could be a Meraimimus. Ultimately, it's Raimimus. I think the last Nakuda, I wanted to mechazik, is that Nakuda. We come to that Ba'imer and we celebrate the Simchas Hayom. It's a shtickle iman of Shach. It's steigen or steigen. That's why I say it. Steigen or steigen. That's a big chilek of Lag Ba'imer. It's steigen or steigen. It's either steigen with our dveikas or steigen to remember that the Yisurim Gufa, and that's like I said, Blas Bab Shurim Shimon, Liv Shalal Piderech Atav, Masat Var Yam B'yama, they're going to be Yisurim. Remember, that's all chilek of the steigen. I think if we come to Lag Ba'omer with all these different inyanim, especially with this last one, I forgot where the quote comes from, but they say about Lag Ba'omer that to see the simcha Lag Ba'omer Meroin is like they bring the lashon is Lora Simcha B'yamav. So, Bez Hashem should be a good avoda, and the Olam should really enjoy. And remember, here we're in Eretz Yisrael, things are different. Fishing there's Kaila Lag Ba'omer. Fishing there's Kaila. We never canceled Seder on Lag Ba'omer. There were people who went to Meron in the past on Lag Ba'omer, but there's no. Officially, it's a regular day.